We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I figured it out. Voice of Reason, the solid, hold it down, the beige rage, and the agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe The Breakfast Club would be black.
Impact in the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call The Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Yee, and Charlamagne.
Wake that ass up, get out of bed, and listen to The Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Good morning, USA. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Good morning, Angela Yee. Peace to the planet. It's Monday. Start of another work week.
Yes, how was your weekend?
Weekend was good. I mean, I didn't do much. Kept it light. You know, that's my favorite thing to do at 44 years of age. Nothing. So that's what I did. No?
I had a pretty good weekend. I stayed in Brooklyn this weekend. I didn't have to go anywhere. And I was very active. I realized that I never really have time to be home, just not having to work and do some things. It was my best friend from high school. Her birthday's today. Happy birthday, Jamil. And so she came to Brooklyn and hung out with me yesterday. We went to a day party. Then we went to Dumbo House. DJ Sus One was DJing. Then my other friend, it was his birthday too. He owns a liquor store in Brooklyn. So shout out to him. Happy birthday to my guy Robinson. So I stopped by his party. I was all over. Oh, and Aida Rodriguez, a comedian. She's directing her specials for HBO Max. So she had a comedy show in Brooklyn with the comedian. She's doing three specials that she's directing for HBO Max. So I went to the tapings for that. It was a nice everything was in Brooklyn.
Well, salute to Ida Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. I did none of that. I was on club couch watching boxing. I watched Ryan Garcia fight this weekend. And that's about as eventful as it got for me.
Did he win?
Yeah, Ryan won. Ryan, he wasn't a knockout, but like a TKO. Yeah. Like the fifth round.
Okay. Yep. Right. Well, shout out to Ryan Garcia.
Absolutely. What we got planned for the show this morning, Angela Yee? What's in front page news?
Man, this had me tight over the weekend, but let's talk about Sesame Place. And you guys saw, I'm sure you saw this video that went viral, but this woman's two daughters, and they're black, by the way, were ignored, not even just ignored, but told no by one of the characters. So we'll talk about it.
Absolutely. And we got your opportunity to win an all-expense-paid trip to the Black Effect Podcast Festival happening Sunday, August 28th in Brooklyn.
Oh, speaking another Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
That's right. Speaking of Brooklyn, so we have your chance to win an all-expense-paid trip to the Black Effect Podcast Festival at some point this morning. Just listen out for the keyword and get ready to text 37911 so you can win, okay? Okay, let's get the show started. What song are we playing, Eddie?
Jack Harlow.
This is the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Happy Monday. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is off today, and it's time for front page news. What we got, Yee?
All right, well, let's talk about at Sesame Place. A mother is calling out Sesame Place. She said her two black daughters were ignored by the character of Rosita. Now, Rosita, you can see on the video, she's walking past, high-fiving everybody. And then the two young girls, they're black girls, are, you know, trying to wave, get a little high five, and she basically waves her hand no to them, will not contact, and you can see her, the Rosita character, like looking down at them and actually like saying no. Now the mom posted, I'm going to keep posting this because this had me hot. We were on our way out of Sesame Place and the kids wanted to stop to see the characters. This disgusting person blatantly told our kids no, then proceeded to hug the little white girl next to us. Then when I went to complain about it, they looking at me like I'm crazy. I asked the lady who the character was and I wanted to see a supervisor and she told me she didn't. No. I will never step foot in Sesame Place ever again and please feel free to repost this. Actually run me my money back. So mad I stopped the video, but it got me so mad when he blatantly told them no. It was really sad, and you saw the look of, like, hurt on the young girls' faces when that happened. Now, Sesame Place did issue a response to this woman, to Jody, and they said, our brand, our park, and our employees stand for inclusivity and equality in all forms. That is what Sesame Place is all about, and we do not tolerate any behaviors in our parks that are contrary to that commitment. Now, they did say that they were disappointed when things don't happen, but then they try to explain it. They said the performers wear what the costumes they're wearing make it sometimes difficult to see at lower levels, and sometimes our performers miss hug requests from guests. Now, I don't know about that. They said that the no-hand gesture seen several times in the video was not directed to any specific person. Rather, it was a response to multiple requests from someone in the crowd who asked Rosita to hold their child for a photo, which is not permitted. That was their response. Mm. I don't believe that. When you see the video, they're basically, hugging everybody else and then just said no to those children.
Hey, man, mind you, I was born in the 1900s, so I don't know anything about these new characters on Sesame Street, but I never even heard of this character. Is this a poppin' Sesame Street character? Because it don't seem like it.
I was just asking about that. So Rosita is the first bilingual character that is a regular on Sesame Street, and that was in 1991 she joined the cast. I had to look it up, too, because I was like, who is this character?
Yeah, I never heard of Rosita. I can understand Big Bird, you know, acting a little bougie. You know what I mean? But who is that fake Oscar the Grouch-looking character?
Now, Kelly Rowland actually posted her response to the clip as well. Here's what she said.
Okay. I didn't hear Kelly.
So, had that been me, that whole parade would have been in flames. Like, are you serious? You're not going to speak to my child? And did you see that baby's face at the end, the little one with the pink on? She deserves an explanation. Hello?
All right. So that ended up going viral. But yeah, it's really sad. So we'll see what happens with that. I don't like their explanation, though.
Yeah, all right. Rosita, you can't act like that. You ain't popping. All right, if you was Big Bird and Snuffleupagus, it'd be a different story. I can understand them acting a little bougie and elitist, but not you.
Oh, Cookie Monster. What's her name? Rosita.
Cookie Monster. Yeah, Cookie Monster can definitely.
Now, Oscar the Grouch, people. We could understand.
I can understand character. Why. No. Yes, I wouldn't even understand why if Oz could do that.
All right, now Dr. Fauci is talking about monkeypox as these cases are rising in the United States. And Dr. Fauci was on CNN on Saturday, and here's what he had to say.
Well, if you look at the numbers, the overwhelming proportion of people who have been infected are men who have sex with men. But it is not exclusive to that demographic group. It is an infection that is spread by close physical contact, skin to skin contact. The United States, we have about 1,000 cases, and that's probably an undercount. So it's something we need to take seriously, not to panic by it, because we do have a lot of understanding of it, as well as countermeasures. There are vaccines that are available to prevent and respond to monkeypox. There are antivirals that are available.
All right.
So it's an STD.
No, it's not an STD. It's a virus that spreads through close contact. They said it's not an STD, though.
So why he stressed that is men who have sex with men.
Well, it's direct physical contact with lesions, as well as respiratory secretions shared through face-to-face interaction. Touching objects contaminated by monkeypox lesions or fluids may also spread. So that's also a risk as well.
Why did Dr. Fauci say it like that, though? Ain't he supposed to be a doctor? Shouldn't you say homosexuals? He said men who have sex with men.
Well, they are saying this is something we have to take seriously, though. And according to the former U.S. FDA commissioner, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, he said that it may be too late to control and contain the virus. He said, I think the window for getting control of this and containing it probably has closed. If it hasn't closed, it's certainly starting to close.
Now, is it fatal or is it just like, irritating and not cosmetically appealing?
It looks terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it just looks terrible. But I don't know if anybody has died from it so far.
That's one you can't even lie about when you get it.
Yeah, like...
You know what I'm saying? Like, you get
can't
it, you can't
that.
Even say, oh, no, nah, this ain't monkeypox. This, this is a rash. Like, that's monkeypox.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that is your front page news.
All right, it's time for Get It Off Your Chest. 1-800-585-1051. If you want to vent, if you want to tell us why you're blessed, whatever it is, reach out and touch us right now. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating Walbrook, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
What's up? It's The Breakfast Club, and it's time to get it off your chest. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Mike.
What's up, Mike?
What's up? First of all, I want to give Charlamagne his flowers. First comedian to... son of white comedian, first radio host of son white comedian. That was Andrew Dice Clay years ago, and I've been
following him ever since. That was when I used to work for Wendy Williams on the Wendy Williams Experience.
I've been trying for about 7 years to get in here with y'all.
What's going on with Andrew Dice Clay?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Let me Google that.
Okay. What I want to get off my chest, man. I got fired 2 months ago from my job. For stealing time.
Oh, so you was pretending to be at work?
No. My supervisor told me that I had an hour break, but I had got into it with a white woman, and they had to find some way to fire me, and they fired me for stealing time.
Wow.
How'd you get into it with a white woman, sir? What does that mean exactly?
Well, I was doing quality, and I was making sure she was a line leader, and I was making sure she was doing the right thing. She wasn't doing the right thing, so she cussed me out, and I backed off, but she wrote a statement and lied and got me fired. Well, damn. You know, leading up to me getting fired.
That is insane. So now what, now what are you going to do?
That was 2 months ago. I got another job.
Okay.
There you go.
I was at that job for seven years. You know, it kind of hurt me, but, you know, can't let it get me down.
It was time for change. That's what I was about to say. I said, I'm sure God has something else for you.
See, I'm a settler. I don't like change, but I was forced to make a change. Just change for the better, though, you know.
I love it, brother.
All right, you got to,
thank you for calling.
You got to fall up.
All right, no problem. No problem.
I used to steal time all the time when I worked at Macy's.
Jesus Christ.
Hello?
Good morning. Who's this? Get it off your chest.
This is Lee. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's good? Peace, how Lee. You doing?
All right. Listen, I need an interview from one of y'all.
What?
Especially Charmaine.
Charmaine.
Need a what?
You need an interview.
Yeah.
Okay.
For what?
Elaborate.
I got a new sneaker. A sock sneaker. I'm the first guy in the hood with my own brand sneaker.
A sock sneaker.
Yeah.
Explain.
You're not selling me, sir. You're not selling us at all.
Okay, it's a sock sneaker. I got a brand called PGF, and one of the sneakers that I came out with is a sock sneaker called Prey.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to act my wage.
Matter of fact, let me bless y'all with a couple of pairs.
Where can we look at it? Let's take a look. Let's take it. Where can we see the sock sneakers?
Go to www.sneakerprey.com.
Sneakerprey.com.
Didn't Cardi B say that she got some type of shoe that looked like socks? Didn't she say that? She liked this shoe. What shoe was that? It was something rich.
Balenciaga. I know they got the Balenciaga. they kind of look like... And so does Fendi. They have something kind of like that.
Are these affordable? Are these for us regular people? Some sneakers that look like socks?
Of course.
Huh? Okay.
Of course.
Let me see. Sneaker Prey.
All right. We'll check it out, brother. But in the meantime, you can mail some up.
How would I do it? How would I get that?
We're going to put you on hold and give you the address. Hold on. We'll give you the address.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now. All right. It says Prey on it. Okay. They're cute.
I hope you ain't just selling socks that identify as sneakers, bro.
Wait a second. Prey sneakers, laces, $130? Oh, with the laces. Okay, and then without laces. They have them with or without laces. You could slide them on.
What if he's just selling regular socks and he's telling us that they're sneakers? They're socks, but they identify as sneakers.
And they got like a little red short set. That's cute. Oh, lavender. Okay, all right, we see you. All right, well, let's get it off your chest. Call us up, 800-585-1051 if you want to talk about it.
Download the free iHeartRadio app and discover music, radio, and podcasts you love.
Power 105.1. Whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
What's up? It's The Breakfast Club, and it is time to get it off your chest. Call us up, 800-585-1051. Good morning. Who is this?
I'm trying to get it on my chest this morning. Yee, what's up?
Oh, man, it's a bad bitch birthday.
It's a bad bitch birthday.
Trev, happy birthday, boo.
Thank you, boo. What's up, Star?
Happy born day, sis. How are you?
Now, I need a little bit more energy today. It's a bad bitch birthday today, Star.
You know that's right.
I said happy born day, sis. How are you?
He's trying to get it on his chest.
I'm trying to get it on my chest. Today's my birthday. Listen, I'm about to go. Well, I gotta go to work, but unfortunate. No, you know what? I can never say unfortunately because I got a job. I woke up this morning. I got another year of life. You know, ever since my sister passed, I just know that age is a blessing, and I just want to continue to get older and older, man. So today's my birthday.
Go. Okay.
I said, let the world know, man. Today's a bad bitch birthday, and I dropped a new song. It's called Birthday Behavior.
Uh-oh.
Music.
I got to see that.
Make sure, listen, the video going to be ass shaking everywhere. I'm trying to get Shara in it. Shara, I need you in my video shaking that.
Oh, we got some clips for you could insert.
Dodge Cracky was a video vixen, sir.
But no, I appreciate y'all, man.
Trev,
my birthday, man.
Are they going to give you cake at work and stuff?
Listen, I'm trying to get some cake when I get home off of work.
Who is?
Yeah, they're not even going to acknowledge that it's your birthday at work. You're not even getting a happy birthday from nobody at your job.
Now, Trav.
Okay, I got enough people in my life telling me happy birthday, Char.
There you go.
Who are you going out with tonight?
I got a little friend, you know. I got a little friend.
It's Monday, so don't expect much, Trav.
You know, you're a hater, Char.
I know.
I'm just telling you.
What's with this negativity?
Monday. Because if that little boo you got was going out, really cared about you, he'd have went out with you Friday or Saturday because he know that your born day was falling on a Monday and it's hard to do things during a work week.
You don't know what we did this weekend, Charlamagne. So mind your business.
He sounds a little jelly.
He sounded a little jelly. It's okay, Char. Pull up, Char. Pull up and celebrate my birthday.
Pull up, but don't pull out.
I'm just providing the jelly you're going to need tonight to really have a good time. Have a blessed day, Trav.
Bye, y'all.
Happy birthday, Trav. We love you.
Thank you, bro.
All right, get it off your chest. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Cherie.
Cherie, what's up?
Hey, what up?
Peace, Cherie.
How y'all doing?
What you want to get off your chest this morning, girl?
So I just wanted to give a shout out to this one good woman I got in my life. I'm so happy and lucky to know her. Her name is Cassandra. Shout out to Cass.
Okay.
She is so awesome. I'm glad to know her. I hope she don't ever leave me, but...
Okay, so that's your boo.
No, that ain't my boo. She's just a really, 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 really good friend.
You said, I hope she don't ever leave me.
No, as a friend, she's a really good friend. None of my friends can leave me.
So wait, how did you and Cassandra meet?
We actually met through my best friend.
Okay.
So. Have you and Cassandra scissored?
Oh, my God.
Just answer the question, ma'am.
We really good friends. I plead the fifth.
Exactly.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, there's really like some lines really are getting crossed friends. Here, a little blurred.
like we not growing. Really like we don't hear friends. What you really saying. Friend.
We really good friends, but she's single, I'm single.
Okay, so would you like to take it to the next level?
You know, that's another story to be told.
Okay.
Basically, you're saying you're tired of y'all just snacking on each other. And y'all really...
Listen, I'm grateful for the friendship because I don't want her to not be around at all. So I take what I can get.
Oh.
Wow, okay. What does your best friend think about all this?
My best friend is a proud supporter. She loves it.
Okay, all right. Well, don't put her in the middle of nothing, okay? Because, you know, you don't want to be...
No, never that.
Okay.
All you telling us, Queen, is that... All you telling us, Queen, is that Cassandra's game is phenomenal.
Oh, my goodness. I'm pleading the fifth to all of
it. Have a great day, Queen.
Y'all too.
Have an even better night. All right, Cherie. All right, well, that was Get It Off Your Chest. We do that every single morning. Happy Monday, y'all. Coming up next, we got the Rumor Report, and we'll be talking about Ricky Martin. There were some shocking allegations that were made, and we'll tell you what his lawyer has to say.
All right, we got Rumor Report coming up next on The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, J-Lo has confirmed that she is married to Ben Affleck. She put that out in her July 17th edition of her On the J-Lo newsletter. We did it. Love is beautiful. Love is kind. And it turns out love is patient. 20 years patient. Congratulations to her. They got married in Vegas. She said it was exactly what we wanted. Last night we flew to Vegas, stood in line for a license with four other couples, all making the same journey to the wedding capital of the world. Behind us, two men held hands and held each other. In front of us, a young couple who made the three-hour drive from Victorville on their daughter's second birthday. All of us wanting the same thing, for the world to recognize us as partners and to declare our love to the world through the ancient and nearly universal symbol of marriage.
Well, congratulations to both of them. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. What they call him, Bennifer?
Yes, Bennifer.
Hey, Bennifer. But I stand on the fact that when you ruin two superheroes, you shouldn't be able to marry one. Okay, Ben Affleck ruined Daredevil and Batman. That should disqualify him forever from ever being with J-Lo, especially in the form of marriage. But congratulations, sir.
Well, J-Lo also said she wore a dress from an old movie as they exchanged vows. You know, they met in 2001. So here they are 21 years later, married.
Clearly it's meant to be, right? Like it's some type of soul tie there, right?
Yes. They found each other back
Daredevil
again.
And Batman, Ben Affleck. Just want to throw that out there.
All right, speaking of ruining things, Omarion said that his sound was sabotaged during that versus battle. Now, he was talking to On Air Kiki on GCI, and here's what he said happened.
Would have, you know, somebody representing my sound, but actually Mario's people were representing the sound in the beginning, you know. So, you know, there kind of could have been some level of sabotage, you know, there.
So Mario posted that and said, "This guy, man, how can someone sabotage your vocal cords, bro? Stop smoking, bro. That's it, fam. Some artists can't do that. You're not one of them. I apologize to my team for these atrocious accusations."
I mean, that means Omarion is embarrassed. And all the backlash has gotten to him.
Now, Mario also said, "You had the watermelon seeds stuck in your windpipes."
Damn. Yeah, I mean, that just means Omarion's embarrassed and the backlash is getting to him. But, I mean, it's not like you can get a rematch.
He should do what Ray J did. Ray J made it funny. You know what I'm saying? Afterward.
Well, Ray J is naturally funny. Like, I never took Ray J serious as a singer. I guess Omarion, I didn't. I guess Omarion, we did take serious as a singer. I mean, we still do. You know, maybe he just had a bad night. I don't know.
One Wish was a bop, though.
Yeah, but I never looked. I don't know. I just never looked at Ray in that way, even though he had One Wish, even though Wait a Minute and stuff like that. I just never looked at him like that. Omarion, I still look at like that, you know?
All right, now, Ricky Martin is saying that he never had any kind of sexual or romantic relationship with his nephew. So there are these accusations what? Now. Yes, there are some claims that Ricky Martin had a sexual and romantic relationship with his nephew. And these latest claims are out there right now. They said that he had a temporary restraining order in the past few weeks, and most recently with further claims of violence and more. It said there was a 7-month intimate affair with his 21-year-old nephew. A hearing has been set for July 21st, that's in 3 days, in Puerto Rico on those claims. If domestic abuse with a relative is the felony that he's charged with, he could be looking at a nearly 50-year sentence if he's found guilty. But his lawyer is saying, unfortunately, the person who made this claim is struggling with deep mental health challenges. Ricky Martin has, of course, never been and would never be involved in any kind of sexual or romantic relationship with his nephew. The idea is not only untrue, it is disgusting. We all hope that this man gets the help he so urgently needs.
So is this coming from the nephew?
Yes.
Wow.
All right. So I guess we'll hear more in 3 days. Young Boy Never Broke Again was found not guilty in a California weapons case, a federal weapons possession charge. He was arrested in L.A. last March, and they said prosecutors in the city had a federal warrant stemming from his September 2020 charges in Louisiana. And so, you know, they said he was panicking when the authorities were chasing him, and he did not know there was a federal warrant out for his arrest. So ultimately, they did challenge those claims, and he was found not guilty by the jury. He avoided up to 10 years in prison. According to a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A., they said, "We believe the evidence presented in this case supported the charges brought by the grand jury. While we are disappointed with the verdict, we respect the jury's decision."
I'm happy for the brother.
Uh-huh. He's also planning a nationwide tour after beating that federal gun case. So.
Yeah, he doesn't tour too often. Well, I can't think of a time he's toured at all.
I don't think he can right now. That's why. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Now he can get back to work.
I just like his name, man. Like, that's a great affirmation. Like, never broke again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just put your name and then insert never broke again after it.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right, we got front page news next year.
Man, I hate to have to do this bad news on a Monday, but 3 people were killed and 2 were injured during a shooting at an Indiana shopping mall.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
It's Monday, y'all. It's the Breakfast Club. On the show, the Breakfast Club, Charlamagne the God, Angela Yee, our good brother DJ Envy is not here today. But it's time for front page news. What we got, Yee?
Well, three people were killed and two others were injured after a shooter opened fire in the food court. That was at a Greenwood, Indiana shopping mall. This happened yesterday evening at Greenwood Park Mall. Now here is Greenwood Police Department Chief Jim Eisen.
We have what appears to be one shooter. It looks to be an adult male. We have not identified him yet. We do not have a motive yet. It appears that he had a rifle with several magazines of ammunition, entered the food court, and began shooting.
Right now, police are still investigating the shooter's motive and questioning people who were inside the mall at the time of the attack. They're asking all witnesses to contact authorities, and they have also asked the public to stay away from the mall at this time. They also expressed thanks to the person who fatally shot the gunman while the shooting was in progress. They said that person saved lives tonight. So they're grateful for that quick action and heroism in the situation.
You can't go any damn way. You saw a gunman ran up in the comedy club this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That Craig Robinson had to cancel,
yeah.
North Carolina. It's like it's unsafe everywhere. Like we're really living in the United States of anxiety because of all of these mass shootings we hear about everywhere.
And we'll talk more about that in rumors too, because there was also something that was going to potentially happen after a Yo Gotti concert. So we'll tell you about that later. But according to the Greenwood Police Department, Eisen said that the real hero of the day is a citizen that was lawfully carrying a firearm in that food court and was able to stop the shooter almost as soon as he began. But unfortunately, three people were killed.
I mean, that's usually how it works. I mean, people hate that whole good guy with a gun theory, but it's true. Like, that's what guns are for in majority of those situations, to defend us from the people that are misusing their firearms. Like, you got to fight fire with fire. That's just the way it works.
All right, now in New Jersey, in a prison in New Jersey, a transgender woman who was incarcerated there has been moved to another facility because she impregnated two female inmates earlier this year, according to a local report. Demi Minor, who's 27 years old, was transferred last month. And they said Minor, who is serving a 30-year sentence for manslaughter, is currently the only woman incarcerated at this facility and was placed in the vulnerable unit. They cannot comment further on Minor's housing situation because of privacy policies, but the paper reported in April that two women became pregnant after consensual sexual relationships with another incarcerated person. Now, according to Demi Minor, she has claimed in a July 15th post written on her website that corrections officers beat her during her transfer. And the Department of Corrections said they're investigating that, but they could not comment further on that situation.
Yeah, I read about this story earlier this year, and it's ridiculous because a person with a penis should have never been in that facility. I understand what you identify as, but if you still have a penis, you shouldn't be in a woman's prison. Like, come on. Like, give trans people their own facility or something, but putting a human with a penis in a woman's prison, it's a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for trauma. I've been thinking since I read that story, like, what happens to the child? Does the child have to live their life in bondage because both of the parents are incarcerated? Like, these kids are being born into the system. Like, what if the parents next of kin don't want to take responsibility for the child? What happens to that baby then?
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
What are we talking about next, Yee?
I believe we are talking about Jay-Z, right? So Jay-Z did that interview with Kevin Hart.
I watched that this weekend on Heart to Heart on Peacock, NBC Peacock.
On Heart to Heart, and he talked about money getting in between friendships.
And how money can come between friends. You know, we haven't had money for a long time, so we don't know how to, we're not professionals at navigating how to communicate from that space.
Absolutely.
Some people haven't evolved past 16. They still stuck in that place, but you evolving every year.
Mm-hmm.
So that may be a threat to them. Mm-hmm. You have cousins. You got to go home for Thanksgiving and people are talking to you like Kevin Hart. And you going home for solace. You want family.
You're going home for peace of mind.
You're going home for peace of mind.
And they don't give you that your because cousin you're not.
Is,
you're not
your
that.
Cousins in your grandma's living room saying, yo, man, I got this play. I want to hit you. If you just give me, you know what I mean? $4,800, I could make you $2 million. You like, it don't work like that, fam. You got to explain to him, like, life isn't like that.
All right, so I'm sure. Can you relate?
Very, 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 very much so. And listen, I'm never mad at anyone for asking, because it's always a blessing to be a blessing. Not to mention, that's what the word no is for. But like Hov is saying, at least make it realistic. Don't hit me with the, you know, let me get a quick 10K until Friday. You know what I mean? Like at least make it realistic, fam.
All right, well, let's see what your thoughts are. 1-800-585-1051. Have you had money come in between relationships, friendships, you know, maybe your family members or people that you grew up with, people you tight with? They say.
Yeah, and another thing, like, you know, sometimes people think you have more than what you have because we live in this era where, like, you can go online and look at celebrity net worth and it'd be like these insane numbers, and people see that number and think that's what you're literally walking around with, like that's in your bank account. So they think that you are being stingy with them. You know what I mean? Or they think you're being cheap, or they think you're not giving them, or you could be giving them more, but you're not. But it's like you're the one believing what you see online. That ain't real.
All right, well, let's talk about it. Call us up. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is off today, and we are talking about money this morning. Where did it come from, Yee?
This comes from Heart to Heart. Kevin Hart sat down with Jay-Z on his show, and he was talking about issues that he's had when it comes to family, friends, and money. Listen to this.
And how money can come between friends. You know, we haven't had money for a long time, so we don't know how to, we're not professionals at navigating how to communicate from that space.
Absolutely.
Some people haven't evolved past 16. They still stuck in that place, but you evolving every year.
Mm-hmm.
So that may be a threat to them. Mm-hmm. You have cousins. You got to go home for Thanksgiving and people are talking to you like Kevin Hart. And you going home for solace. You want family.
You're going home for peace of mind.
You're going home for peace of mind.
And they don't give you that
and your cousin
you're,
is,
not, you're not.
Your cousins in your grandma's living room saying, yo, man, I got this play. I want to hit you. If you just give me, you know what I mean? $4,800, I could make you $2 million. You like, it don't work like that, fam. But you got to explain to him, like, life isn't like that.
Mm.
All right, so let's talk about it, because, listen, Charlamagne, you said you've had this issue?
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, I'm like I said on Instagram yesterday and I said earlier, I'm never mad at anyone for asking. It's always a blessing to be a blessing, and that's what the word no is for. But like Hov is saying, at least make it realistic. Like, don't hit me with the, let me get a quick 10K until Friday. Like, don't lie to me about what you need the money for. Don't try to finesse me. And if you need something, just tell me what it is. I'll decide if I want to do it. And we'll go from there. And just be realistic. Don't ask me for something you have personally never had. Don't ask me for something you know you can't pay back. Like, out of all the times I've lent money to family and friends, I've only gotten paid back like twice. But I also don't expect to be paid back. If I give it to you, it's gone, because I don't even want to have the mindset like, oh man, this person still hasn't paid me back. Like, I don't even like to have that mindset. So just be realistic about your ask is what I'm saying.
Yeah, my rule is always, if I'm going to be, quote, lending you money, I just look at it like I'm giving this person money. So I don't expect to ever get paid back. So if that does happen, it's amazing and it feels really good. But in general, people don't, when they borrow money, they don't really care that much about paying you back. Now, I'm fortunate that people in my family really don't ask me for money. It's mostly friends. And I've had people ask me to, like, you know, they have this business they want to start. Can you lend me the money for this? But they won't have no type of plan, nothing in place. They just feel like you're supposed to just give them money. And then they get mad when you don't do it, you know? So I think that's whack. Yeah. Like, you can't get mad if someone doesn't lend you the money.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is it's not even so much family and friends nowadays. It's complete strangers.
Oh, the time.
I guess because of the Cash App and the Venmo. Like, my wife is always asking me, like, who is this asking you for money on your Cash App? I don't know these people. Like, I really don't. Like,
oh, you know, you can set your Cash App so people can't request money from you, right?
Really?
Yes. You need to go put that setting on your Cash App.
But I'm talking about, like, like, complete strangers can't request money from you.
Yeah, exactly. Complete strangers, only people who you know who are in your network. You. Okay. Well, let's see.
And then also, too, like, I also realize, you know, sometimes you can have family and friends, you know, working with you, and you could be being more than fair with a person, you know, and you might actually be overpaying them for certain things, because certain things they aren't even qualified for. And sometimes these people will think you shortchanging them because they don't know any better.
Yeah, sometimes people think when you get paid more that they should get paid more for a job. But if you get paid a certain amount of money for something, it shouldn't matter what someone else is making, you know, because you get paid whether or not I get paid. And then if I get paid more, that doesn't mean you get paid more. You get paid what your rate is.
That's right. And that's why I said you could be overpaying them for certain positions that they aren't even qualified for. And they'll think you're shortchanging them because they don't know any better. And they feel like they should be getting more just because they're your family or your friend. And that's just, that's a downside to it as well.
All right. Well, let's see what you guys think. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on with you?
Peace, queen.
So this happened yesterday. So I'm from Guyana, and I'm so annoyed. So my family member came in from out of town. I work three jobs. I'm in healthcare, okay? Three. And the sense of entitlement is crazy. Mm-hmm. So basically, got to the airport. I'm dropping them back home. And they're like, yeah, swipe your card to pay for my bags and whatever else. Oh, they messed with me on the wrong day. I was like, nah, I just bought a house. I need that money in my pocket right now. All of it.
That's right. Because you know they're not paying you back. How are they going to just ask you to do that? Like, you're supposed to.
Yeah, it's entitlement. No, swipe your card. Just do what you got to do. I said, no, y'all got that mortgage next month. So sorry.
And I'm glad that you set your boundaries and said no, because you're right. That is a sense of entitlement. It'd be one thing if she asked me, right? Like, it sounded like she gave you a direction instead of asking you, hey, could you know, pay for our bags? I don't have it right now.
Mm-hmm. It was a bag and an upgrade. Oh, wait, I forgot the upgrade.
Oh, no. Right. No, wow. No.
She wanted to upgrade his thing.
Wow.
I said, no, you're going to run me that money right then and there. Oh, yeah, she came out of that pocket.
Well, congrats on your house, by the way.
Thank you so much. It's from you guys. Inspired.
Good. I love to hear that. All right. Well, we are talking about money coming in between friendships and family members. Call us up 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
All right. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning.
So you had this problem yourself?
Yes, I have. First off, good morning, Angela Lee. Good morning, Charlamagne.
Peace, King.
Yes. Pretty much, I've had that issue when I was younger that I always wanted to help the family. But I had to learn that you can't pour from a cup that's half empty. You got to make sure that your blessings are overflowing before you start helping other people.
Right.
And you have to be able to discern when to say yes and when to say no.
Right.
Because you put yourself in a bind.
I never want to feel mad or bitter that I did something, like that I helped somebody, you know, that needed it. So I don't want to put myself in that position where we're not friends anymore now because mm-hmm. you asked for something, I gave it to you, you made a promise to me and then couldn't fulfill that side of the promise. But I don't like when people also borrow money and then never bring it up again.
Exactly. Like, you get, and a lot of times what I do, if I give to somebody, I don't expect it back. But if you say you're going to give it back, then I expect you to give it back. Like, don't tell me you're going to give it back if you're not. Like, if you just need it and can't get it back, just say, hey, I'm not going to be able to pay you back, but I really need this right now.
That's mm-hmm. right.
All right. Well, thank you. You're a good man.
Yes. All right. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too.
I tell you something else too, man. Sometimes you can be paying someone, you can be giving them money, making sure they're eating. They might blow the money and then feel like you should be giving them more to blow. Like they feel like they don't even have to do the right thing with their money because they think that you're always going to be giving it to them.
Yeah, or sometimes you do a lot for somebody and you give them money all the time, and then one time you say no, all of a sudden you're the worst person in the world. They forget all the other great things that you did because you said no one time.
Yep.
All right, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Dove.
Dove. What's up, Dove?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. So what's up with your money issues?
Oh, man. My boy, man. He was my boy, man. Let him meet my kids. I met his kids. And we used to work together. And I let him borrow money because he told me he needed to re-up. And I let him borrow money. And then my car broke down. So I needed a car real quick. I bought a car with him. A week later, the tranny went. And I put money into it. And I'm like, yo, just give me back $100. That's it. He's like, all right, I got you. Didn't mean to run around ever since. And it's like, and then you want to be on social media flashing money. It's like, bro, you owe me $100. What are you doing?
That's the worst. When somebody owe you money and they on social media doing it up.
Flashing it. So I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. Like, I already let you borrow money. Like, you know, God bless me. So I'm not tripping over $100, but I'm just going to cut you off. It is what it is.
Now, Dove, is tranny short for transmission?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
I just wanted to check when you, okay.
I knew what you meant, sir. I mean, I use context clues. You talked about a car.
That's I just it. Never heard that.
What's good,
I'm good, brother.
Hey, you know how long I've been trying to get in contact for this number?
We appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, glad you made it. Can we borrow some money?
Unless you borrow, let me hold time.
Bye.
I don't even need nothing. Just follow me on the gram at C to God, CTHAGOD.
All right. Well, that is.
Well, we got to give a moral of the story, man. And the moral of the story for me is no. N-O period. No is a complete sentence, and you have to use your own discernment when it comes to who you loan money to. And if you choose not to loan any money, that's perfectly fine. Don't let anybody, family, friend, or whoever make you feel otherwise.
All right. Well, that's there you go. There's your advice.
Now, what we got for Rumor Report, Yee?
Well, let's finish up some more with this Jay-Z, Kevin Hart interview. We'll tell you some of the takeaways that we heard from that sit down on Heart to Heart.
All right, we got all that and more when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. You got my
soul. Hey, it's The Breakfast Club on a Monday.
Yo.
What's up, Charlamagne?
What are we doing? We back?
Yeah, we got a case of the Mondays.
Oh, okay. Is it Rumor Report or what are we doing?
This is what we call a reset break.
Okay. we'll reset the hard drive.
I want to give a shout out to my girl Ida Rodriguez, by the way. She has an amazing special that's on HBO Max, but she also just directed 3 specials coming to HBO Max, stand-up comedy specials. So she's doing amazing work, both in front of the camera and behind the camera. So shout out to Ida Rodriguez.
Salute to Ida, man. Dropping a clues bomb for Ida Rodriguez. Hilarious, intellectual comic she is.
That's one of my favorite things to do is just go to a comedy show.
Oh, me too. But I mean, you know, I wish that, you know, we could go to those in peace nowadays, but you can't. You know, you heard about what happened at Craig Robinson's comedy show this weekend in North Carolina. Dude just came in there and started blasting, from what I was told. You talking about that in Rumor Report, right?
Yeah, he had to cancel his comedy show over the weekend because of an active shooter incident. He was supposed to be at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte. A man walked in the venue, pulled out a firearm, ordered everyone to leave. He opened fire after everyone evacuated. Fortunately, nobody was hurt, and he was taken into custody. And so Craig Robinson was on Instagram. He said that he was safe. He said it was wild. He was in the green room, and they were like, everybody get out.
You just want to go somewhere and laugh in peace. Like, I'm going to go check out Kevin Hart and Chris Rock this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, their show is coming to the city this weekend, so I'm going to go check them out.
at some point.
Yes, but thankfully nobody was hurt in that situation. But yeah, it's hard. Like, where can you go and not be scared something might happen?
I have no idea. And that's actually part of the when I do Donkey for after the hour, I'm actually speaking to that because of what the donkey consists of this morning. But since this is a reset break, I just want to tell everybody the Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening Sunday, August 28th at the Mirage in Brooklyn. Okay, you get an opportunity to see some of your favorite podcasts live, like the 85 South Show, Horrible Decisions, All the Smoke. If you want tickets, go to blackeffect.com/podcast festival. We're going to have food, drinks. We got my man Mouse Jones doing trap karaoke. So join us Sunday, August 28th, first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival. Go get your tickets at blackeffect.com/podcast festival. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now you got Rumor Report coming up, ye?
Yes, and we are going to talk about Jay-Z Sit Down with Heart to Heart. We had some discussions already this morning. We'll tell you what else was said on that show.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, Jay-Z sat down with Kevin Hart for season 2 of Kevin Hart's Peacock series, Heart to Heart. And he talked about a lot of different things, including ownership.
Is there a next thing to conquer?
Yeah, I mean, like, all these things are just extensions of what we really love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We love to drink champagne. We get a champagne company. We love to talk about sports. We start a sports bar. So, you know, ownership in a company or a sports team, that's only natural for us. Like, we own the box together. Like, mm-hmm. That's just the beginning of it, right? Mm-hmm. We'll figure out a way to get some ownership in the team at some point.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's what we love.
Well, I mean, makes perfect sense. We definitely see him doing those things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he also talked about checking himself.
You had the moment where Hov has checked himself, yeah. And checking yourself,
definitely.
My rights, my wrongs, but I'm away from everybody with this. This is for me. It's not for everybody else. And now that I know this, I'm working on fixing these things.
In a song called Lost One, I said, can't run from the pain, run towards it. Tata came to me and he told me, man, you know, I went to see my mom based on what you said. He hadn't seen his mom. His mom passed away. He went to go see his mom. And I hadn't gone to see my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. I said this in a song. I know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much pain there that mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. But I knew it was the right thing to do. So that's a big checkpoint for me. I felt horrible and great at the same time.
All right. He talked about a lot of other things in this interview as well. You know, he said that as far as him being retired, you know, he wasn't going to retire from music. And another thing that he talked about, but he did say he doesn't have any immediate plans to release any new music. Another thing he talked about is how much does it cost to get a Jay-Z feature? Here's what he had to say.
Actually, always been mostly relationships. Sometimes it's talent, and sometimes someone asks me to be on something. Pretty much every song that I'm on, you know, I'm asked to be on. I don't ask people to be on songs.
Yeah.
And I never charge.
How many no's?
Oh, no. There's a lot. Way more no's than yes.
But do the no's get to you? Like, do you have to verbally say no? Or
I try to be straight up. I try to be straight. Sometimes it slips through the cracks. Sometimes I want to do it, and my life is in a certain place, and I'm mm-hmm. moving, and I can't do it. But I typically try to be straight up with people. I don't like to drag and, like, waste people's time or hold them. You know, if it's something like I'm not in space right now to create, or if I don't like the song, it's like it's just not for me.
Yeah, I watched that whole conversation this weekend, and I have never watched NBC Peacock in my life. And let me tell you something. I was high as hell, and I thought I had NBC Peacock just because it's on my Apple TV.
Oh, no, you got to pay for that.
Yo, it took me at least 45 minutes just to download that app and figure out how to finally, you know, watch it.
Is it, you watch it on the television or on your phone?
Just on TV.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, amazing conversation. So make sure you guys check out that full interview. Now, Kodak Black was arrested on Friday after authorities discovered 31 oxycodone pills and they said about $75,000 in cash during a search. I think that's explainable, cash. And then as far as the pills, I don't know what happens with that. I guess they're trying to talk about possession of a controlled substance without prescription. That's what they booked him on. And trafficking. Is 31 pills trafficking, though?
I have no idea.
You know?
I really don't. I don't know.
Now, according to Kodak Black's lawyer, he shared a statement following the arrest. Never judge a case based on an arrest. There are always additional facts and circumstances that give rise to a defense, especially in this case. We will get him a bond today and move forward with resolving the matter quickly. So that was on Friday, and he did bond out after paying $75,000.
When you ask me if 31 pills is trafficking, 31 prescription pills, I wouldn't consider that trafficking, because sometimes you get these pills and it's like 30 in a bottle of it, in a capsule.
So I don't know if that's trafficking, but he didn't have a prescription, so we'll see. And maybe he did have one, just not on him. Who knows? But that is your rumor report. Now, coming up next, we got Donkey of the Day, Charlamagne.
Man, 4 after the hour, we're going to talk about one of the main sources of my anxiety, and people like this young man, Joshua Murray, who's 25 years old of Connecticut. He's one of the reasons. He's one of the main sources of this anxiety that I have, that I'm sure some people share with me. But we'll talk about it 4 after the hour.
Okay, and then we have DJ Premier after that, right? Yes? Okay, yes. He has an EP that just came out with Mass Appeal that's really dope. So you guys could check that out. But Donkey of the Day is up next on The Breakfast.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible. And this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Monday. Donkey of the day for Monday, July 18th, goes to a 25-year-old Connecticut man named Joshua Murray. Joshua Murray is being charged with carrying a pistol without a permit, as well as two counts of second-degree breach of peace. I have never even heard of that charge. Breach of peace? I am glad that charge exists, because the next one of you fools violate my boundaries and breach my peace, I'm pressing charges, damn it. Okay? Joshua was also charged with interfering with an officer, which allegedly occurred while he was being taken into custody. He's being held on a $250,000 bond, $250,000. And if you ask me, that's not enough. All right. Should be at least a half. Well, damn, Uncle Sharla, Brother Leonard, why do you think a $250,000 bond is not enough? Because sometimes you shouldn't just consider it a crime. You should consider the principle behind the crime, okay? This is why God knew not to make me a judge in life, because I would have been allowing all my personal feelings to determine how I judge a lot of these cases, because Joshua Murray caught all of these charges because on Saturday afternoon at a Family Dollar in Connecticut, this human was arrested for allegedly pulling a gun out and pointing it at two women who didn't thank him for holding the door. I said Joshua Murray of Connecticut was at a Family Dollar and he pulled a gun out and pointed it at two women who didn't thank him for holding the door. Listen, man, it should be no secret to anyone who listens to me on the regular, whether it's The Breakfast Club or my podcast with Andrew Schultz, Brilliant Idiots, or if you read my book, Shook One, Anxiety Playing Tricks on Me, then you know I suffer from anxiety. I have some of the most irrational fears and worries known to man. But one worry and fear I know that is not irrational is how I feel about the safety of the women in my life. If it was up to me, I would have round-the-clock security for all the women I love in my life. I'm talking that Israeli-trained security guard that can kill you with two fingers. I'm talking Fruit of Islam. I'm talking armed security guards that can shoot you dead in your ass from 100 yards away. I'm talking the Dora Milaje, okay? I'm talking Ghostbusters, Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, top flight security of the world, Craig, okay? That's the only thing that would remedy the anxiety I feel whenever any woman I love is just simply out. Okay, I'm like this with all my female loved ones because of people like Joshua Murray. Okay, a witness claims Joshua pointed a gun at two female customers in front of the store because they did not say thank you to him for holding a door open for them. Joshua, you're not entitled to that. Okay, you should have been holding that door out of the goodness of your heart because that's how you were raised, okay? Now, should the women have said thank you? Sure, I think so. Are they obligated to? Hell no. There's no written rule that because you do something nice for someone, they owe you anything in return, okay? Not even a thank you. But your ego, Josh, makes you feel entitled to that thank you because you didn't do that act of kindness for them. You did it for yourself. You did it, and you were expecting something back in return. And when you didn't get it, that fragile male ego made you pull a gun out on those women. Now, look, man. Your Uncle Charlotte, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. I tell y'all this all the time, but I know a little bit. And I know that a person not telling you thank you should not, on any planet, warrant this kind of reaction. Okay? Why do we do this to each other? I tell y'all all the time, we as humans are other humans' first line of defense. We are all relying on each other to stay safe. If we just simply treated each other with respect and love, none of this would happen. If you treated people the way you wanted to be treated, or at least when you look at someone, say to yourself, what if that was my loved one? You know, my sister, my mom, my friend, my wife, my daughters, like my niece. Like, how do we not see ourselves in those we love and other people? How do we not see people? How do we just not simply see people? The bar for humanity as we know it is in hell. Okay, you pulled a gun on these women simply because they didn't say thank you to you for holding the jar. Joshua, do you know that good manners, having good manners, sometimes means simply putting up with other people's bad manners? And you pulling a gun on them, is that how you expect to teach them to have good manners? I'm confused. Like, what do you think was worse? Them not saying thank you because you held the door, or you pulling a gun on them for not saying thank you? Well, the answer to that is very simple. And if you even have to remotely think on what that answer is, then you too should be receiving the credit you deserve today for being stupid. Please let Remy Ma give Joshua Murray the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Yeah, when Lord things like that mercy. Happen, all you got to do is be like, you're welcome. That's it.
True.
That's all you got to do.
But you know what, though? I don't even know if I would do that only because, like, it could go the other way, right? You could be like, you're welcome, not knowing what that person's going through that day. And that person might have a gun and pull a gun out on you for being a smartass. Sometimes you just got to let things be, man.
I think for me, it depends on what type of mood I'm in.
Sometimes
I might be like, you're welcome.
That's true.
That's that.
Well, we do Donkey of the Day every 4 minutes after the hour I don't know. I'm trying to sound radio. I don't even know what the
You're
hell.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we just do Donkey of the Day.
What made
day.
You just do that right now?
I don't know. Because I was trying to segue into what we got coming up next, which I should have just said, what we got coming up next.
Yeah, that's all you had to do. You're welcome. But yes, we are going to have DJ Premier up here. Legendary DJ Premier. He has Hip Hop 50 Volume 1 that is out with Mass Appeal. They're doing, I think, 10 volumes of this. So DJ Premier is kicking it off. And he has some classic songs on there. It kicks off with Joey Badass, Remy Ma and Rhapsody together on a track. I know Lil Wayne and Slick Rick are on there. Run the Jewels is on there.
I wasn't here when Premier was here. But y'all better not have Premier up here this morning and not play that Remy Ma and Rhapsody. Drop on the Clues Bombs for that Remy Ma and Rhapsody, that Remy rap. That record is so hard. Y'all got to play that this morning while Premier is here.
I can't remember what. I think he requested a song off of Lord there. So I'm mercy. Not. I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, you have it, Eddie? Okay. All right. Well, let's get into that DJ Premier. Also, Nas is on the album, too. Beat Breaks is the name of the song that Nas is on there. So The two of them together, always legendary. And thank you for that, Donkey of the Day. Next up, DJ Premier.
The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Hello,
Primo, DJ Premier.
What's up?
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back again.
Of course.
I think it's the third time.
Third time. You got a new project, Hip Hop 50?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Mass Appeal, the label, obviously, you know, Peter Bittenbender and Nas, business partners, and they approached me about this 10-producer EP where 1 through 9 are producers that they chose to do an EP that contains 5 songs. And the 9th one is going to be voted by the fans. The 10th one's going to land on the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, which is August 11th, you know, 1973 is the official birthday. So we don't know who that's going to be, since I guess they'll probably wait till they get closer to the end to let the fans choose. So like every 2 to 3 months, sort of, it'll be another one released. I think Swiss is next.
Swiss is the next one.
Yeah,
it only makes sense. You, Nas, you know, for you to kick things off.
Yeah, well, I was like, we get to pick who we want. So I was like, Nas, I know you got to give me one. I know you're part of the company, but you got to give me at least one, and I'll figure out the other 4.
You got like an all-star cast for these 5 songs, too, because you kicked it off with Joey Badass.
Yeah.
Which I love. He's from Brooklyn.
Love Joey, man. Badman.
And then, of course, you put Remy Ma and Rhapsody together, which was a great matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I love this song with Slick Rick and Lil Wayne, too.
Yeah, yeah. That was a last-minute thing, but the dope part was Wayne had already laid his verse, so when I told Rick about it, and you know Rick,
Let me hear the verse, see what he said.
You know, he talks just like the children's story record. And I was like, as soon as he heard it, he's like, oh, yeah. He said, do you want a hook or do you want a verse? Or do you want a verse and a hook? I was like, I want both. And he said, all right, I'll do both of them.
And Run the Jewels. How and long then did it take him to so do those it? Are the five songs.
He did it maybe in like 2 or 3 days.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I was going to ask, with B.I.G. and Jay-Z, mm-hmm. how did you develop those relationships? I know you talked about it before, but in depth. And also with like One in a Million and the beats changing, you know, did he always agree with that? Or was he like, I don't know. So talk about that, the first call when you got in the studio with Big, and who called?
Well, with Big, we lived right down the block from him. That's how we met. Mm-hmm. Guru was the one that's going, yo, you got to check out this guy, Biggie Smalls. And I got to credit Mr. C because Mr. C lived down the block from us. And every time I'd see Mr. C, he'd go, yo, Biggie Smalls, when you going to listen to that demo? And I was like, yo, I'm going to listen to it. Brushed it off.
Right.
So every day, pretty much, I was going to say every weekend, but every day, we always going to buy 40s. Mm-hmm. And we'd go to Fulton in Washington, where Big and them always hanging out. So Guru's like, you got to check out this dude, Biggie Smalls. I'm like, yo, C been pressing me about that. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to go with you. I go down to the corner. We met the whole Junior Mafia. We drink 40s together, smoke together. And as that built, he was like, yo, Puff is interested in signing me. He hadn't even signed him yet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, go with Puff. He's going to blow you up. Look what he did with Uptown and Jodeci and all that. He's like, but I want to get signed now. Why can't you sign me? I'm like, dude, he's already in a different pocket. We're just good on a certain level. We're not even platinum artists to even be able to sign you like that. And I was like, Puff going to put you where you need to be. And so as it built up, we were one of the first ones to get his demo, the Big Mac, the cassette.
Yeah. Craig Mack and Big Mac.
At that time, remember, it wasn't Warning. It was called Hot Butter Soul. And so from there, as he updated it and started finishing up Ready to Die, he was dropping Juicy as a single. And he said he's one song shy of just having a street record for the streets.
10 Crack Commandments.
No. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Crack Commandments was the next was album, Life After Death.
Unbelievable. Okay. Boom, boom.
So from there, I told him that I don't have time to do it right now. And I was like, man, maybe next time on your next album. And he goes, yo, man, it's the last one. And he said, my budget's already run over. I got $5,000. At that time, I was making like 20 a track.
You were like $5,000.
I was like,
Big. But Big was such the homie.
I was like, I'll do it for $5,000. I said, I don't know what I'm going to come up with because everybody knows I make my songs on the spot. I cook it right there on the spot. He's the one that told me to do all the boop-a-doop-a-doop, you know, all the different things. I did it to his instruction, you know, which I don't like people telling me to. But Big always had his stuff mapped out on how he wants to do it. Did the record. We turn it in. I'm driving. And I know this is power, so it was on another station.
You can say fast. Okay. It's all good.
And this is maybe 2 days after. We're rolling, and we hear it blasting out of somebody's car. So I pull up on him. I go, yo, where you get that from? He goes, it's on Hot 97. Flex is playing it right now. And I go, wow. And I was like, we just made an acetate. And Flex had the acetate.
It's like a real thick record that you shouldn't really be DJing.
Right.
It, you know what I mean? Every time you play it, the quality gets worse and worse and worse.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's really just to test out a song when you get something mastered. So I was like, wow, man, it might pop off. And next thing you know, Unbelievable was just summertime. That and Juicy together.
And then what about Hov? How did you do Hov and you know, some of your projects with him?
Jay, with A Million and One Questions, the crazy thing is he called me and said, I want to do this song that intros In My Lifetime Volume 1. He did the rhyme over the phone, just like he did with The Evils. He did the rhyme over the phone. He said, I want these scratches here. And I did the scratches to his instruction. Same thing with A Million and One. He said he didn't tell me the scratches. He just said, I wanted to go into another song. It's going to be called Rhyme No More. He said, but I need you to think like this. When I say mother can't, you got to have something that just jumps out when I say Rhyme No More. And he said, so split them. He said, those little breakdowns you do, do a breakdown so we can weave them together as one song. I said, okay, got it. I go to D&D to start cooking the first one. Jay walks in with Too Short. And I'm like, Too Short's in D&D? And Short was there to do a week ago. Mm-hmm. So they were in Run Room working on that, and Jason, he said, when you get the first half, let me know. I'll just come in and record it. Got the first half, yo, come listen. And for some reason, Leah, One in a Million, which is one of my favorite Timbaland produced songs, just came to my mind just on some DJ shit. Like, and I put it in. He didn't know I was gonna do that part. Loved it right away. He said, turn the mic on. cut that one. I'm going back in there with Short. I work on Round No More. Got it. And then and when I come in there, Jace, I say, I got it. He says, do not press that play button until I say, because I got to make sure it's the right vibe. He said, I'm going to say motherfucking can, and then you hit it. I said, all right. And I'm just waiting. He goes, motherfucking can. And he was like, oh, that's it. And he said, turn the mic on and cut it. So that's one of my favorite records because of like the story I'm telling y'all. Mm-hmm. Was dope. And Too Short was there to witness it. And it's just that was just an amazing thing. And, you know, Jay always came and got me for whatever, for every album. So
out of all the artists that you worked with, who is probably the most amazing in the studio? Who's your top three, if you can only name three, as far as you're surprised with the way they write or how they do it or how they record or how professional they are, their ideas?
I got to say KRS-One for sure, because for him giving me the opportunity when I wasn't really producing a lot of artists on his level, he reached out to me and said, I'm doing this new album, Return of the Boom Bap. Or like KRS, I'm doing a new album, Return of the Boom Bap. You know, he talks to you the same way. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like he's lecturing you and shit. That was when I started to be confident that anybody that calls me, I'm in. I could produce anybody. Guru, I always put number one because I could experiment with beats that other people would definitely not take. Nas is another one that was fun just because he always visualized what he wants, especially when I gave you power. Mm-hmm. I want to do a song like if I was a gun and somebody like found it and picked it up and misused it. And already I'm just like, and this is after we done New York State of Mind and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So at the time it was called Gun. Mm-hmm. And then we changed it to I Gave You Power because he said he didn't want it to just say Gun on the track listing when he did it. But yeah, he was, I don't want to, I'll keep saying, you know, Biggie J and Nas, but they were all fun sessions. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? A lot of laughing, a lot of bottles everywhere, and a lot of trees.
All right, we got more with Premier when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
All right, it's The Breakfast Club. We got DJ Premier with us. You just heard the song off of Hip Hop 50 Volume 1 featuring Nas. It's called Beat Breaks. So, Premier, you also just recently did a Gangstar album.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you talk about the process of that? Because clearly you had some vocals or able to get your hands on some things. I know that was a whole process for you.
Yeah, I bought vocals from his business partner. You know, I don't like to say his name because we just don't click. Thing is, I'm Pro Tools savvy, but not to the degree of where I see the part where you can check date created. And when you look at some of the dates created, some of the stuff I bought were not from the era of when they would have been recording. They were someone from 99 2000. We didn't none of us knew that guy then.
So that means he got those from somewhere. And
well, I figure when Guru was sick or whatever, plus his house burned down in some type of way when he was in the hospital, maybe. I mean, again, it's all alleged, but somehow they were in his possession. Who knows, you know? But at the end of the day, we negotiated a price. I bought them, did paperwork to make sure everything was airtight.
And you're working with Guru's family also.
Yeah, 100%. We have a great relationship. His son is now, you know, 21, so he's actually in charge of the estate. He was always in charge of the estate with his mom. So with that, once we all teamed up and started the business, I said, let me see if I can put an album together. And I just pulled it up. I had about 30, you know, unused tracks. Some of them were not the Guru, the flow and stuff that I like and know that's him.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that really stood out, I'm like, that's one. Just started putting beats inside and matching things. And we came together and put out One of the Best Yet, which did very well for us. And it also fed the family very well. So
and it made the other previous albums get more streams.
Yeah, thanks to J. Cole, man. Because when we were dropping the Family and Loyalty, Cole was the one that's like, first thing he asked me, he said, how did y'all do y'all's promo back in the 90s? And I told him how we did it. He goes, do that. And I said, because we always drop a street record first, radio record second, every time.
Yep.
Maybe a week or two passes, we're getting ready to set up the single, Bad Name. Cole calls me out of the blue and goes, yo, that thing I told you about how you set up your 90s era of promo, don't do that. He said, I think you need to drop mine first. And I'm like, yeah, but that's more for radio. He goes, listen, I have a fan base that has no idea who y'all are. He said, I want you to take advantage of that time with me to pop that off. And they might go, I like this one with Cole. Oh, let me look at these other Gangstar albums. Oh, man, this is hot. This is hot. Oh, man, I like Gangstar now. I thought about it. I was like, wow, he has a point. So we switched it and made that the first record. And it worked all out. So shout to Cole, man.
One thing I would say about Cole is shout to Cole. Cole is a student to the game. It doesn't matter how much money Cole has, how many fans. Cole really loves those conversations. Mm-hmm. Like the how.
Yeah.
How did you start the mixtape? I remember Cole called me one day out the blue. And he was like, yo, Envy, question. He was like, how did you get all the records from your mixtapes back then? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, how did you get the songs? I was like, well, sometimes I paid interns. Right. I said, sometimes, you know, I remember we got a Biggie song. It was a valet guy. Mm. And the valet was parking Biggie's truck.
Right.
And Biggie had the CD at the time listening to his own music. Mm. And the valet guy stole it and sold it to me. Like, it was so many different ways back then. Yeah. He was like really into like, yeah. I always wanted to know it. And I love that. Now, who is your Mount Rushmore of producers?
Definitely Marley Marl was just a big impact on me because of the, you know, the bridge.
I seen Marley Marl yesterday. How crazy is that?
Yeah,
at a restaurant in Queens.
He just revolutionized sampling on a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. Definitely the Bomb Squad. What they did with Public Enemy was just amazing. Mm-hmm. I gotta say Larry Smith, you know, he did all the Houdini records. He did everything. Houdini records, Run DMC. Even from the time we heard Suck MCs, he said, Larry, put me inside. His cat to left.
Yeah.
And we asked DMC, was that true? He said, absolutely. Everything was really what Larry did. And, you know, doing all the just classic records like that. And you said Mount Rushmore's Foreheads.
Four. One more.
I always got to put Dre in there for just him bringing a sound that we didn't even know about until I went to college. And I'm like, who's Eazy-E? And, mm-hmm. you know, my friends from either the West Coast, like, yo, they put me on the Boys in the Hood and everything. That always just said Dre, Dr. Dre, and sometimes they would say Yella, you know, on the side. But mm-hmm. There's more than the four, but for what influenced me in the beginning, definitely Marley, the Bomb Squad, Larry Smith, and Dre.
Well, we appreciate you for joining us. Hip Hop,
thanks for having
us. Volume 1.
Yeah.
Joey Badass.
This is our interview, Volume 1.
Rhapsody, Nas, Run the Jewels, Lil Wayne, and Slick Rick.
Yeah.
Thank you so much
about
for joining
to shoot
us.
The video to with Remy and Rap. It's gonna be
oh,
fun.
That's gonna be amazing. Gonna be they were talking fun. A lot of ish on there too. You know, I like that though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they talk that talk. They both could spit.
Yeah, yeah, man. And that's why they're two different combinations of MCs. You know, Rap is to remind me of kind of like the Lauryn Hill type of a lane, and then Remy is just Remy. You know, so
she gonna talk that talk.
So we're about to shoot the video to that. That's gonna be so much fun, man. We already got our how we're going to dress already mapped out. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be gutter.
All right. Well, yeah,
thanks for having us.
It's Primo, DJ Premier.
Yes, indeed.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yes, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy is off today. And I just want to say that the first elected official who makes Monday the new Sunday, I'm going to vote for you and your party forever. I ain't never ready for Mondays. Okay.
I'm having a good Monday. And shout out to Trick Daddy, by the way. I'm on his show, Trick I Got My Pots, on Facebook today. So that's dropping today. Yes, I had him cook some vegan things for the first time in his life ever. So it's pretty entertaining.
All right. Well, go check that out. And now it's time for Rumor Report once again. Oh, no, I know what we're talking about. We're talking about Yo Gotti.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Charlamagne, you ever pick up the phone to call somebody and forget who you were calling right away?
Pick up the phone and forget who I'm calling, forget who I'm texting.
Yeah, that's, okay, I could tell.
I'm 44 years old.
All right, well, Yo Gotti has thanked the fans, artists, and everyone involved behind the scenes for making Birthday Bash a smooth, secure, and successful event in Memphis. But he said that they were informed of a potential threat regarding an individual seeking to harm attendees leaving Birthday Bash that occurred 3 hours after the show ended. He said, I would also like to thank the Memphis Police Department for their swift and proactive action in ensuring that all attendees returned home safely. So fortunately, whatever was about to go down that they were informed of did not happen.
Now, this is when you need that Minority Report technology, like that Minority Report technology. If you ever seen the movie Minority Report where they can determine when you're about to do a crime, like you're just thinking about it. We need that for these mass shootings, bro.
Right, Yo Gotti, and according to Fox 13 Memphis, they said the suspect was Elijah Hyman. He was distraught because he and his girlfriend broke up. And since the relationship was over, he was going to commit suicide and kill everyone he saw coming from the concert. So that's what the police are saying was happening. They said he was bleeding from his right hand as a result from getting cut by a glass window inside of his apartment. They said he had several weapons in his possession. So he was arrested and taken in for medical treatment and evaluation and was charged with commission of the act of terrorism.
That's what I say. Most of these cases are like hurt people hurting people. These people be in pain and they go and project that pain on other folks. And it's, you know,
when you hear that he cut himself, like that's what they do. They bleed on people who didn't even cut them.
All right, now Trina was on Drink Champs and she was talking about rap battles. She was talking about verses. And then she was talking about some issues with Kaya. Remember, Kaya was coming at Trina. Well, here's what she had to say.
I would battle anybody. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to this particular person, the level of disrespect is beyond. I don't know you.
Right.
If I don't know you, I'm not entertaining or feeding it to you. That's just me. Like, I didn't come up off the internet. If I know you, you really see me with the female artists in the game. I'm always saluting them, showing them love. Whatever you do your thing. If I like you, I support you. If right. I don't like you, I don't have to support you. Right. But it's never been a not like her.
Right.
But then you attacked me and slandered my name all these times for what? Were you looking for attention? That's what I felt like is attention. If I'm not paying you attention and you want somebody to respond, you're going to keep attacking them. I can give you attention, but then I give you my platform. And everybody that's seeking me to not pay attention to you, I'm not doing that.
All understandable, right?
And Trina really does support a lot of women. Like, that's one thing I will say. A lot of the female rappers, they'll be like, yeah, Trina reached out to me, or Trina will do a verse, you know, so I think that's dope.
Understandable. Salute to Trina, and make sure you listen to the Drink Champs podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. What up, Nori? What up, EFN?
And Consequences up next on there, too, by the way.
Yep.
All right, now Rick Ross sat down with the Beyond the Chair podcast, and he talked about some things that turn him on and some things that don't turn him on. Here's what he had to say about whether or not he is part of the Eat a Booty gang.
Like, do you eat ass?
No, I don't really have no taste for it.
That's not a vibe? Like, nah. You can't develop a taste for eating? Like, women like
I'm
that,
I'm just letting you know, I know what I like, and I usually avoid that.
Really?
Yeah.
You never had a even slip up?
No,
come on, Rose, slip up. You didn't stuck your tongue in there.
I'm sure if that's what you did, you ain't slip up.
True. So you ain't
from
ever,
top to bottom is a long way.
So you ain't never ate.
I'm just letting you know it. That ain't a Rose thing right there.
Okay.
I
don't like it, but I'm gonna respect it.
That's cool too, but
what podcast is this?
It's called Beyond the Chair.
And if I splash your face.
Whoa.
What podcast is that?
It's called Beyond the Chair.
Beyond the Chair, okay. Beyond the Chair, salute to Beyond the Chair. They should have asked them, what if the ass came in Wingstop chicken flavors? Like hot honey.
Like a
butt.
Lemon pepper.
Yeah, lemon pepper poop. Lemon pepper poop. Hickory smoke bunky.
I will say everybody doesn't like that though. I'm not too fond of it.
What, hickory smoke bunky?
No, like just
what?
My butt being wet from spit.
Hot honey butt.
Never really
Louisiana butt.
Okay. Anything else? You can't put hot sauce there, though. Can't do no
flavors.
Buffalo sauce. It'll definitely
buffalo bunky. Buffalo flavored bunky.
And always remember, whatever you put in you comes right back out. So that's going to affect your taste. All right. Well, that is your rumor reports.
Yes, it is. Coming up next, we have something that is just simply not true, people. It's called the People's Choice Mix. And every day for damn near 13 years, Envy gets on this radio and he asks for you to call in and request a song so he can put it in his People's Choice Mix.
I would have loved to do a remix today.
That hasn't happened in about a decade.
Oh, man. All right.
It hasn't happened in about a decade, you know, at least. But it's up next.
All right.
Okay.
The People's Call Choice in, Mix with DJ Envy. Request whatever it is that you want to hear. You can tag
for no reason.
And, yeah. All right, Charlamagne, what is your positive note for this Monday when we all need it?
Well, first I want to tell everybody, man, thank you to everyone who's been getting their tickets for the Black Effect Podcast Festival. It's Sunday, August 28th in Brooklyn. You know, we're giving away trips and, you know, people are purchasing tickets, so we appreciate the support. If you want to see some of your favorite podcasts live, like the 85 South Show, like All the Smoke, like Big Facts Podcast, like Checking In with Michelle Williams, this is your place to come see all of those podcasts live at one time. You know, it's going to be food, it's going to be drinks. We got my man Mouse Jones doing trap karaoke, so if you want to join us, go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival, blackeffect.com/podcastfestival to get your tickets. Okay, now the positive note is simply this. Trauma teaches you to close your heart and armor up, but healing teaches you to open your heart and boundary up. That's why I always encourage y'all to go invest in your mental wealth. Have a blessed day.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.